Welcome to the Business Champion Radio Show, sponsored by KMAREducation.org. Get ready to dive into the vibrant world of local businesses with us. We're here to chat about all things growth, health, and productivity, straight from the owners and the employees themselves. Why should you listen? Because we're spilling the beans on what makes businesses tick in our community. From awesome success stories to practical tips, we've got the inside scoop to help you level up your game. So don't touch that dial and join the party. Here is your host, Marietta Kammerer.
This is a Business Champion New Corner announcement. Join us for a private event Saturday, October 5th from 11:45 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. in Easton, Connecticut for Toot Your Own Horn with Marietta Kammerer. Empower yourself to recognize your achievements and embrace self-acknowledgement. Participation is $45. RSVP now. Call 203-505-505. 3660. Lunch included. For details, email info@kmareducation.org.
Hello, welcome, and good morning. I'm your host, Marietta Camera. Toot your own horn. Waiting for praise isn't the answer. Do it yourself is the topic. Now, we want to hear the horn, Mr. Engineer, whenever you're ready. That's a horn. Thank you very much. I like to purposely shake up things a little bit today because we're all affected by being undervalued by others in work environments, personal relationships, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I spent the last 3 weeks on locations of different companies talking to various directors, business owners, and I'm really shocked having learned and gained certain insights. What's happening out there? And I was affected by it as well, which opened up windows and doors looking really at myself. In other words, I brainstormed, I reflected. That's what I'm saying. What I really bring to the table and the great resources I have with all the professionals that I'm working with. So it was a real eye opener and more. If a company does not value their employees, why would they encourage employee educational programs for team building or customer service retention, customer satisfaction, et cetera, et cetera? I can't tell you what's happening out there. But anyway, joining me today, I'm really excited, Elise Gold. She's a licensed psychotherapist for 40 years from Westport. Good morning, Elise. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I think we need to do something with our microphone. Okay. And also her husband, Fritz Heilbronn.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, Elise, would you say a couple of words? I want to make sure your microphone works.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay. It works? No. We'll get to you in a minute. It doesn't work. I can hear it. Richard is coming in a minute. Anyway, and after I'm telling you all of this, what I decided, I started a movement because I want to be able to do something about it. I have the drive and the experience, and this is something that we will do right on location. We're fixing, in case you hear a few things here, we're fixing her microphone. So I want to give a shout out to Carl Delspina in Norwalk. Carl was my first co-host back in 2007 with WNLK. That's where we started our first radio show. So Carl, you know, you have great friends here. They're in the studio with me. Microphone is almost done. And also Dr. Witten, my friend Dr. Witten, she's listening today too, and my other friends. So anyway, I want to get back to what Rich was announcing. Yes, I created a private event that's happening on Saturday, October 5th from 11:45 to 1:30 in Easton. And it's also called Toot Your Own Horn. and empower yourself to recognize your own achievement and embrace your self-acknowledgement. So participation is $45, and you can call me at 203-505-3660. And always go to the businesschampion.com. That's where you will find the latest programs we work on, and you find more information on that. Just it's on the front page. Just scroll down a little bit. So this is a great event, and we will have more of those because we're starting a movement. We're a moving and shaker. That is really my title, a mover and shaker, and I've done it for years. So I am ready to start, Mr. Engineer.
Traveling soon? Get your vaccinations with no appointment needed. In and out in 5 minutes. Madison Pharmacy, 4180 Madison Avenue, Trumbull, Connecticut. TrumbullMadisonPharmacy.com. We are a unique family-owned pharmacy with no appointments needed. Walk in and experience our friendly service. Madison Pharmacy, 4180 Madison Avenue, Trumbull, Connecticut. TrumbullMadisonPharmacy.com. You are worth more than you know. Join our movement and learn how to stand up for yourself. Call Marietta at 203-505-3660 to get started.
You're tuned into the Business Champion Radio Show on the web, thebusinesschampion.com. I'm Marietta Kammer. And again, let me introduce my good friend, Elise Gold. She's a psychotherapist for 40 years. She's from Westport. Yes, she lives in Shelton, and she came by this morning to really talk about her program, which will take place October 19th. So Elise will come on and to talk about her program at 9:50, but she will be, of course, giving her two cents in here. My topic this morning, tooting your own horn, waiting for praise, isn't the answer. Do it yourself. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, you know, let's get started. It's truly a shame what some people allow themselves to accept as compensation at work. Often it's not just about the money, it's about self-worth. So I learned that many bosses exploit the low self-esteem of employees who are in reality invaluable assets. And these employees often, they are the true gems of the workplace, are kept small, undervalued, and underpaid, sometimes earning half of what they truly deserve. And dear Elise, I'd like to bring you in. Please give us your view on this.
Well, we don't know how to necessarily let people know our value. And more importantly, we don't understand our deep invalidation that we create within ourselves. So some people are unable to voice their skill sets. Other people identify their skills very early on, but they don't necessarily know how to continue to improve themselves. And so we have come from a culture where we kind of do what we're offered, as opposed to sponsor what we possibly can contribute. And that is exactly what workers today need to do. We call them the worker of the future. All of us can contribute more each day. We can do, we can learn, and we can grow. And our employer does not necessarily understand that. More importantly, doesn't want us to. So it's part of our work to educate them on why they will be not only understanding us, but they will really be producing an opportunity for them to grow alongside of us.
I see. Because, you know, it's a deliberate strategy of employers to keep people small, you know, and they've worked there for 10 years, 20 years. You know, it's just really incredible. They are doing more work. They're always there. They're chipping in, and they never see any compensation, financial compensation, but that's not always a thank you and acknowledging them. That's what I want. That's what I'm looking for. And they don't even get a handshake. And I want to change that. I know they won't let me with this program into employers, into businesses. I know that. I'll shake up the whole place. That's why we're starting this movement. So people learn not only to speak up for themselves at work, but also in their relationships. To speak up in general and to stand up for yourself. I've learned that very young in my early days. If somebody steps on my toes, I'll speak up for myself. If somebody does injustice, I speak up for myself. And I learned today after, you know, a stretch of time to be diplomatic about it too, but get right to the point, you know, because people have, why should I carry that inside of me? I'm not. You should give that back to the person that belongs. I know I'm shouting at you, Elise. I don't mean it. Don't get scared.
Well, I admire you if you had the strength to do that. I grew up in a household, okay, where I was valued for what I knew, but not necessarily brought the opportunity to be able to vocalize it. And so people thought I was very shy. I wasn't shy. I just felt really misunderstood and that the thoughts that I had were not necessarily the norm. And so by understanding my value and believing that I was valuable took, believe it or not, about 30 or 35 years. A lot of insights, a lot of psychotherapy, and a lot of personal trial and error. Because even in the workforce, when I worked for large corporations, I realized that my voice didn't necessarily acknowledge what people wanted me to see. I saw other things that they didn't want me to understand. And so I realized that there's a time and a place to express myself. But at this point in my life, I call myself a seasoned professional. And I really believe I have a lot to say and a lot to offer others. And it's part of my life calling to help people at a younger age express their authentic thoughts.
Interesting. If you are a highly sensitive person, you might be more attuned to feelings and reactions of others, often waiting for external validation.
Right.
So elaborate a little more on that.
So when you grow up in a family where people operate with certain expectations and understandings of what that family ought to present in the world, you are sponsoring an image of who you are, not all that you are. And I grew up in a family where my sensitivity was not understood. I happened to, at the age of 5, start crying one day and saying to my mom, "Something's wrong. Nobody gets it." And she said, "I don't understand. Please tell me." And I, at 5 years old, was able to say, "There are not enough words in the world to describe the pain in my heart." And she said she felt like the worst mother in the world. And really what she did is, at the age of 14, brought me to see a psychotherapist, Dr. Leon Tuck. He was a psychiatrist in Westport. He was from Israel, by the way. Mm-hmm. And my mom said, "What is wrong with my daughter? We're loving her. We're providing her. She has what she needs, and she does very well in society." And Dr. Tuck said, "There's nothing wrong with her. There is no diagnosis. The truth is she was born too sensitive to live in the world. And she experiences things on such a deep level that at a young age, she doesn't have anybody that truly understands her."
We have to go for a quick break, so stay tuned.
Stay on track with your meds. Our medication adherence program and run-out reminders keep you healthy. Madison Pharmacy, 4180 Madison Avenue, Trumbull, Connecticut. Running out the door? Get your prescriptions filled and be on your way in 5 minutes. Madison Pharmacy, 4180 Madison Avenue, Trumbull, Connecticut. TrumbullMadisonPharmacy.com. Don't wait for others to recognize your value. Take control. Join our movement for change. Contact Marietta at 203-505-3662 today. Recognizing your worth is the first step to getting what you deserve. Be part of our programs. Call Marietta, 203-505-3660.
You're listening to the Business Champion Radio Show. I'm Marietta Camera here in the studio. Lise Gold, psychotherapist for 40 years, and her good husband, Fritz Heilbronn. He's videotaping us and everything, and he's an artist himself. Just a quick question. What kind of work do you do? I know you do a lot of videos. You're in music and everything.
I used to freelance for the BBC and CBS News.
Oh,
and
okay.
I'm also a lifelong trombone player, so I've gone back to primarily playing trombone out in Sacramento and sometimes in
Connecticut. You are both adopted today. You're both adopted into
you,
my friend circle. Anyway, there's a lot going on here today in the conference room. The fishes are swimming. The horns are blowing here. The boat horns and all kinds of stuff. Thank you very much. Blow your own horn. That is my horn. And get the other horns just to make the point. Yeah, that's just, Elise, what would you say? What kind of horn or what kind of person is that?
Look at me, look at me.
Okay, and how about the other one, Rich? Yeah, forget it. You're occasional, you say something. That
Since
little
it's
horn.
Blow your own horn, I should have brought mine.
Oh, that's right. Well, I didn't know. I just
Trombonist.
Met you this morning.
Uh-oh.
I know it. I didn't know. Fritz, I would have made that suggestion. Absolutely.
Next
oh, you guys.
Time.
I love you guys. Anyway, who's going to recognize your unique strength? Well, who's going to recognize? Well, I tell you, the truth is everyone sees them at work, during job interviews, in conversations, and in the way you present yourself. You cannot hide. You know how people have fancy resumes and nice words, and then they start talking?
Yes.
And it doesn't match what's on the paper.
Right.
So get professional help. Spend money. We handle that for you. I'm telling you, you got to match what, you know, the communication verbally and in written form. You have to. So, and everybody recognize, hey, that you're really a great person and the skills and talents, nobody says a word. For what reason, Elise, what would you say?
Well, I think what ultimately happens is people are not all that self-assured, regardless of what it looks like on the external voice that they use. So there's a distinction between self-worth and external pride. And when I look at myself, I understand that there's a lot to say, but there's also a lot to listen to. Mm-hmm. And I think that people that really value the contribution of all have a lot to say, but also a lot to learn. And I feel that we need to build mutual reciprocity. I think we need to build lifelong learning communities. And I certainly believe that we need to make team truly happen. When we were doing team building in corporations, you know, the seminars we created said all the right words, but the reality is the competition in the room was truly not collaborative.
Interesting. Very interesting. So some of the unique strength that I came up with was when you have charisma. I love people with charisma.
Yes.
That's incredible. Or when they have a certain voice, like Carl DeSpina. I picked him.
Beautiful voice.
Beautiful voice. Carl, did you get it? He paid me $50 to say that. Carl, just send the check, will you? So your intelligence is impressive and undeniable. Some people just really have that. You know, they just, you have a portfolio of accomplishments that stands out. A lot of things. I said to Fritz earlier, if I meet people today, I want to look at their treasure chest. And I mean with that, what have you done with your life? What projects have you, what have you done? Where have you been? How have you handled things? That's important to me, not only on a business level, but also on a personal level.
Right. What is your contribution and who is your community?
Exactly. Also, if you're a doer, a mover and shaker. And I have to say, this will be my new title besides radio broadcaster. She's a mover and shaker. This is the legacy I will leave behind. I know that because it's authentic and it's true. You know?
And it comes not only from the head, but also your heart.
Yes.
Which means that people can pick that up when they get to know you. You know, you mentioned charisma. From the moment that I met you, like I think a week ago, the charismatic smile and your warmth just exuded from you. And I said to myself, this is somebody that I can connect with. And I feel that the understanding of emotional connectivity, the vibe we give off, mm-hmm. that's just something that we naturally own. So our voice needs to match all that we are. And even if the external world doesn't understand it, we keep moving. You talk about a mover and a shaker. Mm-hmm. You keep moving through life. You keep meeting and greeting people. And there will be a time where you find your like-minded friends.
Thank you, first of all, for your kind words, your sincere words. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Also, we're talking about unique strengths that people have when you're kind and that people are naturally drawn to you. But also when you generously share your knowledge, genuinely wanting others to flourish.
Yes.
This is another thing. I'm a stickler for it. If I see that somebody stands in the way of another person, I get involved. And this is what I see a lot in businesses, whether it's your employees, your fellow employees, or the boss purposely stands in the way. You know, they're going to really hate me, and they're going to love me and hate me out there when I come and knock on their doors
right.
do employee programs, you know? Oh, no, what is she going to say? No, don't worry about it. But it's so true. We got to be mindful of that. You know, who is really for us and who is against us.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, and the other part is people are afraid. So when fear drives behavior, you limit people's potential. When frustration and fear are replaced with fascination and capacity, you awaken people's potential. And that is really the truth. There is nothing that you have to hold back, and there are no limits you have to place. When you realize that we all can grow our capacity collaboratively, the sky's the limit. And so that exponential gain is what we really need to teach others, whether it's the owner, the manager, the employees. Many, many years ago, Fritz and I did a one-year strategic planning initiative in New York City for a healthcare system. And we did a retreat towards the end of the program. And I said to the CEO, who do you have on the list of your employees that will be coming with us for the three-day retreat? And he gave me the list. And I said, well, you're missing several people. He said, what do you mean? I said, what about the receptionist that greets everybody? He said, well, normally we only bring mid-management and up. I said, well, this is a grassroots program. That person that meets your customer when he walks in the door is as important, if no offense, as important as you, Mr. CEO. He goes, what do you mean? I said, because the way people pick up on her interest and her investment in them is going to tell them what they want to do when they grow out the door. And she came to the program. The retreat was brilliant. Everybody had a good time. And the CEO said, not only did I learn about strategic operations, I learned how to be a person again.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's just really incredible.
Yeah.
We'll go in for a break, and stay tuned, please.
Simplify your medication routine with Synchronization Services at Madison Pharmacy. On the web, TrumbullMadisonPharmacy.com. Stay tuned for our health and wellness programs, and happy fall from your Madison Pharmacy family, 4180 Madison Avenue, Trumbull, TrumbullMadisonPharmacy.com. Don't let others undervalue your talents, contributions, or money. Speak up. Stand tall and demand the recognition and compensation you deserve. Call Marietta 203-505-3660.
You're listening to the Business Champion Radio Show. Yeah, just call Marietta. Just call Marietta, 203-505-3660. We get it done, right? In the studio with me, Elise Gold, a psychotherapist for 40 years from Westport, and we're going to find out in just a couple of minutes what she's up to. But let me just mention, What happens when you're not your best advocate? First of all, when a person doesn't talk about their strengths and may not fully recognize them, they often miss out on opportunities for growth, connection, and recognition. And if they remain silent about their abilities, I wouldn't understand that, but others might overlook their potential, leading to underutilization of their talent. Now, everybody's going to know about my talent. And, you know, even people try to shut me down when I knock on doors and, you know, even in interviews and in conversations and so forth. I don't allow anybody to shut me down. I don't. But I always politely exit the conversation.
On your own terms.
Absolutely. Because I need to feel as good, you know, walking out as I walked in. So nobody's going to take that away from me. That took a lot of learning over my lifetime.
Sure.
Elise.
Sure.
You know, not to be cocky, not to be, no, I'm in control. And I knew I was in control when I was age two, because I knew within my family unit, and even as I got older, no, they were all playing a different instrument. We were not in harmony together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here they were trying to teach me. They taught me some great things, great skills and everything. And they were great people, but they were all singing a different tune. They were not aligned with one another. But that's beside the point.
Well, hold on. We call that families of harmonic dissonance.
Really?
Where we work very hard to be part of a unit with not understanding that they're different members in the unit. And so by creating harmony, we need to find our own strengths as well as listen to the other people. So this gets back to listening, speaking, and learning.
Mm-hmm.
And in families, many times we just do what we're told or do what we're supposed to do. We don't do what we are meant to do, for lack of a better word.
I see. Well, you're here, Elise Gold, 40-year psychotherapist. 40 years. She's a nationally recognized counselor, speaker, writer, consultant. And I know you put a program together in October. That's a Saturday, the 19th. Please talk about that.
Okay. So I've been lucky enough throughout the years to continue to grow opportunities with collegial collaborators. And so last year, in August of 23, I joined forces with a gentleman named Scott Bryce, who also grew up in Westport. He lives in Weston. He's an actor, producer, director. And Christine Laraquenti, my co-writer, she's also a songwriter and writer. And we all found that we were highly sensitive people.
Right. We're talking about HSP, highly sensitive person. That's what that means. And we have 3 minutes left in the show.
Okay.
Would you kindly just talk about the program and what you will be offering?
Okay. So the program is called Connect With Me. I'm an HSP.
Mm-hmm.
And an HSP is a highly sensitive person. And we are going to be, number one, describing what a highly sensitive person is. We're asking people to take a test that we have created called the Gold Standard HSP Trait Inventory. We are launching an understanding that we will teach about 4 different styles. And we were welcoming people to come and join to claim the gift of becoming an HSP instead of feeling misunderstood in the world. We're asking people to come with family members and coworkers so we can help them build interpersonal opportunity to minimize conflict and maximize understanding. It's going to be from 10 to 5 at the Saugatuck Congregational Church. And to get tickets, you can call us at 203-221-7167 or go to Eventbrite at hspclaimthegift.eventbrite.com. And you can look up Connect With Me, I'm an HSP, and sign up for our program.
The program is $250. The program, I will also put your information on my website, thebusinesschampion.com. It will be up at least by tomorrow. I won't be able to do it today, but it will be on my website, thebusinesschampion.com. You will read everything about Elise and her program. And I tell you, I can't wait for us to work together. I love you guys. You guys are hip. I mean, really, you really, really are.
And again, we hope you get a chance to come to the program.
Because
you to be a participant in the gift.
Thank you so much. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Rich, for your contribution. Thank you, Fritz, Elise, and thank you to our listeners. I'll see you next week, Saturday.
Thank you, Marriott.
Have a great week. Take care.